And this is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. And I will say, President Trump has some real problems on his hands, because not only are the Democrats taking over the House today, but the Dow closed down 660 points. And if he was taking credit, and he was, when the stock market was up at 25, 26,000, he was crediting his policies, and he said he was responsible. As soon as he takes credit for a soaring stock market, he has to take responsibility when the market is down about 3,000 points in the last month or so. So, that was kind of his bulwark. That was, you can criticize me all I want, all you want. But I got the economy, and I'm fighting back ISIS, but now he's getting criticism for the Syria pullout, and the economy is dipping, and he has to own that every bit as much as he owned the soaring stock market. So there's some real challenges ahead for him now that the Democrats have taken over the House. Now, the Republicans, I'm just looking up at CNN. And Pelosi doesn't rule out pursuing impeachment. What an absolute fool's game that would be. They've been obstructionists. They'll continue to be obstructionists. But impeachment is insane and would be a horrible thing for the country. I was against the Bill Clinton impeachment. I'm against this one. And if they pursue it, it's going to hurt their party much more than it'll help them. That's for dang sure. But
I don't get the sense that that's going to be pursued, though. I think that that's more a CNN banner.
Well, Pelosi doesn't rule out pursuing Trump impeachment. She's talking about it today. So she's just trying to feed the red meat to the masses there today. Okay, we've got a lot of news to talk about. Hey, Tacoma, do you ever use those baby wipes?
I used to when my kids needed them.
No, I mean,
for you. Me, no.
I know now? a lot of adults.
The flushable wipes,
the so-called flushable. No, right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Those are problematic.
But do you know adults who use them?
I do know some.
I know a lot who mostly swear by them.
for using the toilet, though, you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about like when you want to just wipe your hands or wipe off something.
Oh,
you know,
no. No, I'm talking.
No, you know a lot. Okay, I don't even know
I
other
see them
people's
all over
commode
the place
habits.
In bathrooms.
Yeah,
I see
know.
Them a lot.
I know a lot of people mm-hmm. who swear that that's the only way to wipe.
And apparently, a lot of them live in Tacoma.
Yeah. So the city of Tacoma, we're told, is backed up by flushable wipes. They say that it's costing them $100,000 a year to clear out of the city's pipes, and they want Tacoma residents to stop flushing them. But they
You have to have a really strong toilet and use a lot of water to flush those things down.
And you also have to be willing to fix what ain't broke. Because I've heard people talk about how wondrous it is. And some of them, apparently, from what I've heard, they have just a little kiss of aloe.
Oh.
Yeah, which sounds really nice.
That's so, Cottonelle toilet paper.
Does it?
Yes, the aloe-infused one.
Okay. but so people have tried to talk me into trying this.
Oh, stop. What? You have a conversation with someone. He really should try these moist, flushable wipes. You have that conversation?
I have some of the deepest conversations.
I have heard that conversation, not yours, but I have also had that conversation. It's a thing.
I'm a very
they are
involved
very popular.
Male,
okay,
Ursula.
I'm sorry.
I have some guys that okay. I can talk about.
Okay, so there are people who swear by them.
Especially when you're camping.
Okay, now I'm just trying to imagine.
No, in your house.
Yeah, but you're talking about
I said especially when you're camping.
But I'm just saying, even when you have reasonable alternatives, I know people who swear by them.
Well, because it's like a luxury. It's a luxury item.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah, it's like psychotherapy.
But if you have
it's a luxury item that everybody should use if they can afford it.
Then apparently it creates an even bigger problem. They call them flushable, but that's not true, apparently.
Yeah, because
in many cases.
Because one day I thought, well, maybe I'll give this a try. So I went to the store, and they specifically, some are not flushable, and you have to put them like in the baby diaper thing. The bucket.
Uh-huh.
And then there are some that specifically are labeled flushable.
Okay.
But apparently, even the flushable ones are backing up the Tacoma pipes to the tune of $100,000 a year. And so...
You're asking people to knock it off.
Yeah.
Like, please stop using them.
And they say
you can use them, then just throw them away.
Exactly. Just throw them. Ugh. Yeah, that's not...
No, if you're not flushing them, you're not using them. Because that's...
That's not true. Because I don't want to put them out of business. You know, those are perfectly good wipes. You just can't. I mean, there's so many other reasons to use them. You know,
you
wiping
can't
your hands.
Leave them in the garbage
put them
either.
In the garbage can?
Just leave them there.
It's the most disgusting thing.
No, I'm just saying there are other uses. You keep thinking that it's to wipe your, you know, private parts. I'm talking about.
It's because they're
just
called
other
flushable wipes.
No, but these are made to be wiped.
I mean, we got some Clorox wipes in the studio, and I use that to wipe down the microphone and the headphones, because the last thing I need is to get curly on me when I begin my show. And so I wipe down the headphones and the microphone, but then I just throw it in the recyclable garbage can.
Which is, I don't think that's recyclable, and I get after you about that.
Can I say one other thing while we're on the topic?
Chemicals.
For the new parents who are out there, because it's been a long time since I've had little infants and toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I, we wanted to do the environmental thing. We tried the cloth baby diaper service for, I don't know, about a month. Insane. It's insane. When you have disposable diapers, and the numbers are shocking. Our landfills, as much as 3% of our landfills are made up of disposable diapers, which is a shocking percentage for any single item. You think of the wide panoply of products that we use and dispose of, 3% disposable diapers.
That's a lot.
Oh! It's an incredible amount, but absolutely the way to go. The
just trying to stretch, it a little bit.
They do have new kinds of reusable diapers, and they're not bad for infant, like months old.
No.
But any older than that, you're out.
And they tell you it's got a good seal.
It's the diaper genie.
It doesn't have it. The seal's not that good.
Yeah, I know, but there's a different kind that's not about the seal. It's just new stuff.
Then you got to carry the bucket out to the porch. Anyway.
There are people who do just fine with the cloth diapers.
Yeah, I ain't
and
one
more power to you.
Yeah, God bless you. Okay, that's our whole wiping. That's the wiping segment.
I learned a lot,
the texters
though.
Are not happy about this conversation.
Why? What's their problems?
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go to the text here. Oh man, there are a lot of them.
Yeah, stop.
Dorian. Most of the world put their toilet paper in the garbage can, not down the drain. Have you been in a developing country? I believe Donald Trump has a name for those countries there. Okay. Anyway,
we're done with that one.
Yeah. And I've got some sad news up next. When I was a little kid, as I've mentioned, Dad wasn't around and Mom was usually playing bingo So I was left to my own devices.
Mm-hmm.
And all I had was a lot of free time and a television set. And
it's a dangerous mixture.
Oh. When Captain Tennille would come on. Because Tony Tennille, she was kind of a cutie. She wasn't an Olivia Newton-John. She was no Goldie Hawn. But she was kind of a cutie. And then you had the weird captain who wore that weird captain's hat, and he never said anything. And they somehow got a variety show where they would sing a couple of songs, and Captain would sit and play in silence, and that was the whole show. That was what they did back in the 70s. Anyway, Daryl Dragon, the captain in Captain and Tennille, has died.
Sad.
It's very sad. We had
this song that's playing
right
now.
I feel like right we've now. Lost a lot already in 2019. Like,
we had
seriously
two people yesterday.
No, three.
Well, we had three with Blake Nordstrom, the local newsmaker, mm-hmm. and then we had who were the two celebrities we had yesterday?
Ursula and I didn't know them. They're your people.
One was the world
wrestler.
Gene Okerlund.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out more about his death.
And then
he had a bad fall a few weeks ago, and he never really recovered from that.
And he was only in his 70s.
Who was the other one?
The Daredevil guy.
Oh, Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So Super Dave, Mean Gene Okerlund, and Captain from Captain and Tennille, Daryl Dragon, and we're not even three full days into 2019. Crying out loud. You know what I did early on in my show? I can't believe I did it.
What?
It was a big rage in radio about 20 years ago. Do the death pool at the beginning of the year.
No, I don't like that.
Then I don't like that anymore. Because I feel like I'm too close to being a candidate now. Back when I was 34, it seemed...
You could be all cavalier about it.
Yeah, then I could be all jokey about it.
But on a positive note, Olivia put out a video saying she is not dying, so... That's good.
That is good. Yeah, because there's a horrible rumor about her floating around yesterday. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15, radio host Michael Savage has gotten an anonymous threat that was sent to a local restaurant that he patronizes. And according to the restaurant, they provided a copy of the letter to the Washington Times, and it was written in all caps. It was filled with expletives, and the letter said, "I demand that you refuse to allow Michael Savage in your bleeping restaurant again. He's a racist white supremacist. Don't want to listen to me? Well, I guess you're all gonna bleep and die then. I will wait and watch your bleeping business, and when I see him go in there, I'm going to start shooting everybody I can find. I own three guns, and I can do some bleeping damage. I will kill as many of you racist, supporting, enabling white supremacists as I bleeping can." So, and Savage said, well, I'll just stop going to that restaurant, but... That's what's come down to, and this is, again, the abject hatred that has come down, particularly from the left, where a conservative radio host, who I haven't heard his show much, but I don't believe him to be anything close to a white supremacist. But what do you do if you're that restaurant owner and he's a great customer and you get a whack job letter like that, and you have to protect your customers? So do you kick out a great customer because you get a note from a complete mental patient? And it's just one of the challenges of operating in America today in the mindset that we're at. Okay, and finally...
Hey, really quick, I just have to point this out because I hadn't realized it, but a listener pointed out that all three of those people, Mean Gene, Super Dave, and the Captain, all died on the same day at the age of 76.
Really?
Yeah.
They all died yesterday? That's like the rock stars. They're all 27.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of scary. It also means I have 19 more years. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, and so did Bob Einstein, that Curb Your Enthusiasm guy. He died at 76.
No, that's Super Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his
real
name.
Oh, I didn't know that was the same person.
Yeah, no, it's Super Dave's real name. It's Bob Einstein. Super Dave was like the character, the comic character that he played.
Mm.
Okay, finally in our Fastest 15, and this is a story you found, Nicole. So a tragic story. A Louisville Metro police officer was killed during a traffic stop. And I guess the viewers of the station, because her name is Deidre Mengadot. It's kind of a complicated name, but they must not have spelled it phonetically in her teleprompter, and the viewers were just furious.
And for the record, really quick, she did go by Deidre. So I'm just throwing that out there. It'll make sense in a second.
Yeah, that was her nickname. But it was Deidre. D-E-I-D-R-E was her actual first name. And again, last name, Mengendote. And here is how they said it on local TV news. And, man, you're reporting about an officer's passing. You got to get this right. And you got to pre-read your script. I knew TV anchors who would never see their script until it popped up on the teleprompter during the newscast. You got to pre-read your script, man.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadudu, I'm sorry, Mengudu.
What?
No.
I mean, come on. How do you not pre-read your script and make sure you got it nailed down?
And at least do better than that. Megadudu?
Yeah, I mean, there's no... It's M-E-N-G-E-D-O-H-T. Mengadot. It's Mengadot. And this
is not even close to what she came up with.
To say their final goodbyes to this fallen Louisville police officer, D.D. Megadudu. I'm sorry, Mengudu.
Mengudu isn't even close.
I'm guessing someone put a pronouncer. And she just misread the pronouncer.
Oh, that's a bad one. That's
a horrible
bad one there. That is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Did Captain and Tennille do Muskrat Love? Is that a Captain and Tennille song? Can you check real quick?
Yes, Story, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Could you please bump in to the 130 in tribute to the late Daryl Dragon, the captain? Could you bump in with Muskrat Love?
I'd love to.
Okay, thank you. You familiar with that song?
No.
Oh, yes.
You're not familiar with Muskrat Love?
I was familiar with the last song. Do it to me one more time. Yeah. But I didn't.
Muskrat Love.
I probably am.
Muskrat Love. It's a beautiful song about love between two muskrats.
Mm.
And they even have little muskrat sound effects within the song.
Okay.
So our tribute to Daryl Dragon will continue as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Doing a little tribute today.
Muskrat, candlelight. Doing the town and doing it right in the evening.
Daryl Dragon, the captain.
He's pretty pleasing.
From the Captain and Tennille, dead at the age of 76.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
You've never heard this song?
Probably have. Remember, I grew up in a different country. Yeah. I will say, Tennille has the sweetest voice, or had the sweetest voice. I love it.
She's no Olivia. She's okay.
Oh, this part I do recognize.
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard it.
Here comes where she really hits the big part of it.
Looks like muskrat love.
Oh, come on. right there. That's what I should. Can you go towards the end? I think there are actual muskrat sounds at some point in the song. Muskrats in the throes of passion.
Oh my. Those were simpler times when that would be great music.
Oh man. I'd like to see this get banned. Way Baby It's Cold Outside got banned. I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear love making muskrats on my radio crying out loud. Hey, one more time. Then I'll move on. I'll move on, I swear.
Looks like muskrat love.
Yeah, just a nice little groove. He toured with the Beach Boys for many years after he and Tony Tennille broke up. Yeah, they were married in real life, you know.
I did know that.
You know why? She loved the hat. She loved the captain's hat.
Wow. You are just full of profound stuff today.
Rare form.
I know.
I've been off for 2.5 weeks. Come on. I don't want to come back just full of... Here's the thing. I don't want to come back just full of my 2018 anger.
It's true.
That I carried with me all year long.
You're starting off, with a much more mellow tone.
Yes. So I'm trying to balance, and I will still get angry when appropriate, but I can't sustain that. I can't stay
That's
at that.
That's never been our motto. We've never made you sustain that the whole show.
I know, but I think that I was drifting in that direction. That was never the intent.
Okay.
The intent is that I get angry at the stuff I should get angry at, and there is a whole boatload of that. But we're supposed to just help people have fun as they're going through the massive traffic jam.
Absolutely.
All around the region. And so you have to modulate things. And if that means muskrats in the throes of passion occasionally.
We'll learn something new today.
Yeah, exactly. So if you ever hear that, by the way, in your house, call Mathis Exterminator. Okay, we got a lot of political stuff going on today. So Nancy Pelosi, she grabbed the gavel today. And no, that's not a euphemism. She literally grabbed a gavel today. And in her interview with NBC News, she says there will be absolutely no compromising with the president.
We're talking about border security. There is no amount of persuasion he can do to say to us, we want you to do something that is not effective, that costs billions of dollars, that sends the wrong message about who we are as a country.
Yeah, and they all liked the wall when Obama was proposing it, and now they hate it, and they're all just a bunch of stinking hypocrites. And speaking of stinking hypocrites, when Trump was shutting down Trump and Schumer were shutting down the government because they couldn't agree on any spending. So Nancy Pelosi said, oh, well, the government shut down. He's just going to go play golf. Well, you know what she did while the government was shut down? She went to Hawaii. And Savannah Guthrie called her out on it.
Now, you had said before the shutdown that he was being quite cavalier and that maybe the shutdown would give him more time to golf. But in the end, it was you that took a holiday.
Why doesn't I take a holiday? I observed the Christmas holiday for a few days and why cut in fact and cut in half the time I would have had with my family.
Was that a cheap shot?
But the fact, it's not important. It's totally unimportant.
Really? You thought it was important when you were accusing Trump of going golfing? And then when you go to Hawaii, it's not important. And this is back to where everybody in politics is a stinking, reeking hypocrite. It's not important. So I went to Hawaii. I cut it short. But she was all over Trump because she thought he was going to go golfing. And it's just, it's so nauseating to listen to. And then she had a comment about the wall and Trump's manhood.
You reportedly came back, spoke to some members of your caucus, other Democrats, and said the wall, it seems like it might be a manhood thing. It might be about his manhood. That's a statement that's capable of interpretation. Care to explain what you meant?
Well, I wish that my members had not repeated that outside the room.
So in other words, she doesn't regret saying it. She regrets that people told others what she said, which is, you know, the symbol of goodness is what you do when nobody's looking. You know, do you pick up the little piece of trash that's in the hallway when there aren't any coworkers to see that you're doing it? Do you do acts of charity and not announce them on the air so everybody knows what a philanthropic person you are? But for her, it's, no, you can say horrible things. I just hope nobody will repeat them. Okay, I got one more for you. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, 1,024th Indian. She has decided that the way she was going to start connecting, especially with the young people, she did a Facebook Live thing on New Year's Eve. This is the most awkward thing. Because I'm guessing Elizabeth Warren hasn't had a beer in decades. But she pops a cold one so that she can relate to all the Facebook Live crowd, introduce them to her hubby. This is the most this is as real as her Indian heritage.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer. Over, my husband, Bruce.
Oh, look, Bruce just happened to walk in just as I was grabbing a cold one. Hey, Bruce, we're on Facebook Live. Imagine that. Maybe you want a beer too, honey, since all we do is sit and drink beer, like all the young people.
Now I'm here. You want a beer?
No, I'll pass on the beer for now.
You sure? Okay, yes. Say hello.
Yes.
So, this is my sweetie.
Hello.
He's and I'm crazy. Okay.
I love you too.
Thank you.
Oh, that's just nauseating as well. Okay, so that's some of the stuff that's going on. Now I'm calm again. Because what I believe about you, the listener, me, the host, love will keep us together. They can try to tear us apart. Jenny Durkin, Jay Inslee, Dow Constantine, all the rest. They can try to tear you and me apart, but it's never going to happen. Because I really love you. I think about you all the time. Here's what I say. Yeah, I ain't going anywhere. We just are getting in some audio from President Trump, who crashed a White House press briefing. He crashed it, I tell you. So we will play for you the surprising breaking audio next as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. White House, members of Border Patrol, ICE, Homeland Security, they had a meeting. And they were not expecting President Trump to show up at the meeting. So they described it as him crashing this meeting. But in the meeting, so this audio is just coming in as we speak. And in the meeting, Trump reiterated that He is hearing from an awful lot of people who put him in office that they want a wall.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
And this is something with which I absolutely agree. And he got hammered yesterday because he went on Twitter and he said the Obamas have a 10-foot wall around their mansion because they want to keep bad people out, and rightly so. But then he also mentioned the Vatican. The Vatican is a walled city because they have to, they would face tremendous security problems without the wall and controlled points of entry in the Vatican. And so his point was, if it works in Israel, if it works for the Vatican, if it works for the Obama home, why wouldn't it work for the United States? And so that's the message that he was pounding home just moments ago.
We need protection in our country. We're going to make it good. The people of our country want it.
The Democrats say, no, we need a higher tech. We can do it with drones and with other high-tech means.
Having drones and various other form of sensors, they're all fine, but they're not going to stop the problems that this country has. We've never had more people wanting to come to the United States, and that has to do with the economy and has to do with a lot of other things. We're doing great as a country.
Although the economy has not been doing great the last couple of weeks, that's for sure. But then he thanked all the Border Patrol officers. And by the way, most Border Patrol officers think that a wall would help.
Folks, I just want to thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you, and I'm glad you came. I'm glad we came out here. And first time I've ever done this is the first time I've done it. I've done it for you, and I'm very proud of that because you have done a fantastic job. And I want to thank you all. Chris, thank you very much.
So after getting slammed by the Democrats and Pelosi all morning, he made his case for the wall there. Big lead of two coming up next.